This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hey, this is Dane for the Night Shift podcast. I'm covering for Mark Lloyd for the next few weeks. And on the show tonight, we spoke to James and Marina from Mind to Mind. Now, they are a mentalist duo who recently appeared on America's Got Talent. They joined us in the studio to talk about the experience and blow our minds a little bit at their talent. Have a listen to this.
How did that just happen?
It's all about connection.
Well, it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
I mean, this is amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sophia.
What you guys just did is fascinating. It was mysterious. That was spectacular.
Thank you.
I am absolutely gobsmacked. It's wild.
It really is. I love the presentation. I think you have a great chance. And I would like to start the voting off. Definitely yes.
Got four yeses.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
I am delighted to welcome James and Marina from Mind to Mind into the studio tonight. Hello to both of you. First of all, what was so nice just listening to that piece of audio was your faces just lit up, you know, kind of reliving that moment. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. How are you both?
Thank you for bringing up great memories, actually. Yeah, I can feel that I'm getting so happy, you know, just listening to that. It was a great moment. Yeah.
We only saw it once, and that was at 4 a.m. when it was live. And then since then, we've been busy with other stuff. So hearing it again was nice.
Yeah.
And I bet the last couple of days for you has just been a little bit intense. Have your phone stopped ringing yet and messages from people?
Not yet.
Yeah, that is true. It's quite intense.
So just explain to us a little bit about the experience going on to a show like America's Got Talent. First of all, why that show? Why did you want to go on there?
So we've done other Got Talents before. We've always had a great time on them. They're always a real big chance for us to grow and improve our act. Since we did Britain's Got Talent in 2019, America's Got Talent was always the big one that we wanted to do. So it was a dream come true to be able to actually come out on the stage and do our act.
So you didn't get put off the first time by Simon Cowell?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all. He was very nice to us. He was very sweet. We were obviously very worried, you know, specifically about what he has to say. But he was always nice to us. So second time meeting him was very, very good for us.
And just explain your actual act for us, because for anybody that's not seen this, I don't really know how to describe you guys, because it almost freaks me out a little bit because of what you do and how you do it. But to anybody that doesn't know, just kind of sum it up if you can in a few words, what you actually do.
So we describe our act as a connection-based mind reading act. We specifically focus on something called second sight, usually. Which is where Marina has the ability to see through my eyes. So usually she gets blindfolded and then she's able to describe things about people. She's able to describe random items that people pull from their pockets, their dates of birth and other things about them, all without using any kind of secret electronics, and she genuinely can't see. And we offer $100,000 to anybody that can prove otherwise. And we said that simply because we don't. With AGT, we want to do something slightly different. So we wanted to do the same kind of thing, but instead of me, it was going to be Heidi. So Heidi was the one sending it to Marina. And we decided to have Marina stand outside of the theatre with Terry Crews, who's the show's host, so that we could demonstrate how it would look from a distance.
Absolutely. We've got a clip of this, actually. Let's play this so you can kind of hear what happens on America's Got Talent and just how unbelievable the moment actually was. Have a listen.
Sophia. Can I borrow your phone, please?
To international phone call? No. Yeah.
James, place the phone face down onto your palm. Now, gently touch the back. As you do that, I will try to sense the remaining battery percentage. I'm getting 49% battery at this moment.
Can you tell us, what does that say?
49.
No.
I mean, it's just insane. Like, I've got my phone here. I know that you've not seen it yet, just in case you want to try and guess my battery percentage, which, you know, we might get to that later on. We are live on Facebook as well, and we're going to hopefully do some stuff with you guys a little bit later on in the show, because I've met you guys before, and I'm always amazed by your talent. Obviously, James, I met you, first of all, many years ago. I think it was at a brunch, and I was blown away at, you know, your sleight of hand tricks, you know, as a magician. But this act is very different. And tell us a little bit about how you guys met and how it's become this act now.
This is a great story, very romantic. We met on Tinder. I think we told you that before, yeah. We met on Tinder, and actually we tell everybody now that if you're looking for maybe your other half and you're not been successful, maybe try it out, because okay. It didn't work out for us.
Yeah, you yeah. just have to be patient.
Okay.
You do have all to right. be patient though, yeah. Yeah, so after that, we kind of started dating and realized that we had some kind of connection between us that we couldn't really explain. So James, having had a great experience in magic, decided that we could potentially turn it into something great, into an act. And we did, and yeah.
Yeah, and funnily enough, you mentioned that we'd met at the brunch. So Marina didn't have any performance experience before meeting me. And when I suggested that we actually start performing this, she was obviously very nervous and worried because she'd never done anything like that before. So I actually started to bring her to that brunch.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing you at that one, and it was kind of like,
yes,
this is a new sort of
exactly.
act, isn't it? Yeah.
So you probably saw one of the first ever mind-to-mind performances.
Well, I'm going to hold that very close to my heart. You know, and just remember me when you're super famous. Guys, we're going to talk some more very soon. Obviously, you know, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. You also was on the Ukraine Got Talent as well,
yes.
and got the golden buzzer.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it must just be incredible going on all of these different platforms and getting the reaction that you do. Do you still get such a buzz when you go on stage or you go to an event and you are doing this type of show and seeing people's reactions? Like, you know, how does it feel, you know, really seeing people react in the way that they do?
Yeah, that's why we do it. It's purely that moment, the moment on stage when we see people's faces, and we like to feel like we give people something that will make them actually make their lives better in some way. And when we talk about connection, we take that to a different level on the stage, where we do things where people have questions about their lives and future, and we do kind of this cold reading style of performance. And seeing people's reactions to that makes it all worthwhile. On the Ukraine's Got Talent thing, that to me was probably the hardest. First of all, Marina's Ukrainian, so going to a place where all her friends and family are going to see us, it was, because of course I want them to like me, I want them to like what we do, and I wanted, it was her country, right? So I wanted it to go well, and no one spoke any English. So we did it, got the golden buzzer, and I just couldn't believe it. I remember we were standing there at the end of the audition, and the audience started to chant Knopka. So I was like, what's Knopka? So we're just standing there. Everyone's looking at us. They're all chanting Knopka, and the judges are staring at us. And it seemed to go on for an eternity. And I was like, what does that mean? She was like, they want them to press the golden buzzer. I'm like, you're kidding. Yeah. And then Ksenia, the judge, stood up and pushed the golden buzzer. And then we knew what we wanted to do for the final. But it wasn't something that was going to translate very well with me not being able to speak Ukrainian.
Sure.
So I decided to learn the whole thing in Ukrainian.
Wow.
So I learned, yeah, I think it was about a 13-minute act, and I'm doing most of the talking, but I had to learn everything in Ukrainian. So that was a huge challenge.
He was great, though. I was so proud. People couldn't believe it. They kept on looking at him, I don't know, trying to find some kind of, you know,
a device.
What's happening? Who's talking for him? But he was great because he's good at learning and practicing, you know, because you need a lot of practice for that.
Amazing. Well, you guys still continue to blow my mind. The one thing which I really like about you guys is when you've been on these huge shows, the one thing which I always think you seem so proud to say is that you're from Dubai.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, well, Dubai's home, and Dubai will be home for definitely the long term. I've been here for 14 years now.
Yeah, 10 years for me. It's definitely home. And we're very proud to say that, you know, this is where we live, this is where we work. And yeah, people usually are very excited to hear about Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai's been very good to us. So it's.
And what would you say the best thing is about Dubai for, you know, performers and entertainers like yourselves who, you know, have to go out there and make a living? What are like the opportunities for you like at the minute?
So up until now, we've mainly focused on corporate events. And obviously, Dubai is the perfect place for corporate events. There are so many companies. Dubai is kind of like a business hub. So multicultural. Every gig that we do is different. And nothing ever gets boring here when we're performing. In the UK, when I was there, now, of course, I love the UK. I'm from the UK. But there is a sense of sameness with the gigs. Every corporate gig's the same. There's the same same speech and everything feels the same. It's always in the same kind of slightly run down hotel. But here, everything is different every time. Every time we do a gig, we think, now we've seen it all.
But no.
No.
never the case.
It's always a surprise. Yeah.
And do you think that Dubai has given you the platform to kind of go elsewhere and go overseas to be able to do these shows and, you know, not just obviously the TV shows, but get other gigs overseas as well?
Yeah, because we've done quite a lot of international gigs and they usually come from people who meet us here. Then they will invite us to their own country where they have their own gigs and, you know. So, that's really worked very well for us.
Yeah, for me, when I arrived in Dubai, I didn't come with much. In the UK, at that age, I was performing mainly in nightclubs. So for, you know, the kind of people that you might meet in a nightclub at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That was always a struggle. But I'd been doing that for a few years. I didn't really think it was going to go much further. It seemed like that was the level and, okay, I'm going to be doing nightclubs and restaurants for the rest of my life. Then when I was offered the contract at the Kempinski Hotel in 2008, I was super excited. I'm going to go to Dubai. I couldn't wait. So I came. Looked around, I was like, this place is wonderful. And I was performing there for 2 hours a day at the Kempinski, and the evenings were ours. There were always a few magicians there at the time. And during that one trip, I was like, I've got to live in Dubai. And I kept on saying to people, it doesn't matter. It's better to be broke on the beach. Even if it doesn't work out, everything will be fine.
Loved it.
But as soon as I came, I started meeting agents, and I noticed everyone here was super helpful.
Yeah.
There was a sense that everyone wants you to do well in Dubai, which really gave me the confidence to keep going and keep working on my brand as a magician. And that's really the reason I wanted to start Mind to Mind, because there's always room for growth in Dubai.
And do you think as well that, especially with Dubai, it makes it such a special place that you're able to come to Dubai and, as you said, come with, you know, very little and actually be able to make a name for yourself and get these other opportunities that may never happen, you know, in other countries or in your home country, for example, you know, to be able to come here and get the success and, you know, credit that you do, you know, you must get a buzz from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Dubai has been so the hardest part since we have arrived was obviously COVID time. We lost all our work. Dubai government was super supportive of artists throughout the region or throughout the UAE during that time. So we wouldn't have lasted if it wasn't for the support of the Dubai government. And we got through that time and now we're bouncing back again. And I feel like Dubai has been really good to us over the years.
Okay, back to America's Got Talent a little bit. Maybe you won't be able to say too much about this because, you know, we all know how these shows work. But obviously, you've got the yeses. What's kind of next for you guys? You know, we know that we're going to have to sit and wait and see what's going to happen with the show. But, you know, aside from that, what's the next step for you? What have you guys got coming up that you can tell us about?
So we cannot really talk much about the future in AGT, but we can tell you that we're very excited about our own residency type show in Dubai, potentially, because we've written a show, we have the show ready to go, but we're just currently looking for like the best venue for it because, you know, we want the best for this show because it's our baby. And so that's the biggest thing for us right now. This is what we're working on.
And when you say residency, like, you know, I imagine you're still in the planning stages, but would this be something that is multiple times a week? Is it something that's going to be every night? Like, how's that going to look, you know, in your ideal situation?
Yeah, so all of this, kind of just a quick backstory, this kind of stemmed out of the COVID times, because it was during that time that we realized that actually what makes us happy is artistic expression, not the money. So we decided we wanted to move away from corporate and into theatre. And we just returned from Vegas, and we've decided 100% our number one goal is to start a Vegas-style residency here in Dubai. Kind of 3 nights plus per week that would just be ongoing, that people can come and see anytime they like, tourists can come and see, and really try and give back to a country that's done so much for us.
And that is amazing, though, because it doesn't seem like there's anything else really like that. And the fact that, as you guys have just said, you know, giving back to Dubai as well is really special. So cannot wait to hear more about that. And obviously wish you all the best with the competition and with your plans moving forward. Please do come back and visit us anytime you like. It's always great to see you. And yeah, wish you all the best. We are going to do some content as well for our socials at DubaiEye1038FM on Instagram, if you want to head there. I'm a little bit nervous. I always do get a little bit nervous with you guys, because when it comes to mind reading and anything like that, it scares me a little bit, because I know how good you guys are. Go and check it out on DubaiEye1038FM on Instagram. Of course, we'll tag the guys as well if you want to go and follow them. Thank you so much, James and Marina, Mind to Mind. All the best for the future.
Thank you, Dave.
And we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.